baby.
Been something that you should know.
Johnny Taylor.
Speaking from experience, I ain't talking no dirt.
Come on.
I heard my lady talking to someone on the phone. I could tell by that conversation she'd been doing me wrong. Yeah. Well, I've been through this so many times before. But this time, I'm not gonna let my feelings show. So I'm gonna leave back out. Oh, and close the door. I pretend I didn't hear or see a thing. But right now I'm not ready. I just can't face reality, no. Not ready to face the pain. No, I'm not ready to face the pain, yeah. Anybody ever been in love? Oh, sure can understand now. It's not that I'm such a weak man. No, 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 no. Can't stop her if she wanna go. I'm gonna pretend like I just don't know. In the meantime, I'm gonna ease back out or close the door. Yeah. Pretend I didn't hear or see a thing. No, no, no. Right now I'm not ready. I just can't face reality. I'm just not ready to face the pain. I wonder, do you hear me? Oh, I'm not ready to face the pain. Somebody help me face it here. Ooh.
Come on.
Whoa, whoa, somebody when you're no longer in their heart. Just to keep her a little longer, I'd have to pretend and play the part, yeah. But letting her go ain't gonna be easy.
Come on.
No, no, no. So I just pretend like she's still pleasing. You know what I'm gonna do?
Come on, man.
I'm gonna ease back out and close the door. And pretend I didn't hear or see a thing. No, no, no. I'm just not ready. Oh, I'm not ready now. I'm not ready. I'm not ready.
Man, oh man, oh man. That's Johnny Taylor. We had to do that. We had to do that. This is the Buzz Monday Night Madness. And now, welcome to the set. Our honored guest, and I say honored guest, that is Mr. Al Davis. Thank you so much, my friend, for coming on.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, right. Mr. Davis. And I always start this way, and D.A. will tell you. I call him D.A. because he's the district attorney of Southern Soul Music. That's right. The D.A. Now, tell us, because I'm going to drop a few more other songs, other artists, before we bring you on with your amazing music. And I promise you, we're going to play every song that you sent me, we will play it. But in the meantime, we want to talk about you. Nobody can tell your story better than you can. And I always start this off with all of our guests, because we don't have interviews. We have conversations. And I want to know, where were you born and reared, and when did you start singing?
Well, I was born in Macon, Georgia, right here in this country town. I love this country town. So that's where I was born at, and I started out playing piano. So I like with a little organ and piano. My mother, she used to take me to like private piano lessons. And then from there, I just kept going on. And, then I got into like a little band, community band. And I think I was maybe like 13 years old. Yeah, we was in a band. 13 years old, it was myself, Mark Lockett, was the lead singer of the Reddings, Otis Redding, song, the Reddings, and it was about 9 of us, and some of them really, has moved on to success, you know, and, so I went from there, then I just, started, singing in weddings also, and then I just kept going, and, then I started producing.
So right.
I went into the production thing because I just wanted to do that, and that was my passion then. So everything I did before whatever I did, I got on my knees and prayed. Then I was ready. My chest was sticking out then, you know. If I didn't get the prayer in, then I said, oh, Lord, I didn't even pray. Then I go back and pray. And I was ready, so all my blessings come
to
him. I have to get to him.
Amen. Hey, did you started singing in the church?
Yes, I absolutely did.
At what age did you start singing?
When I was in the church thing, I think I was like
10 or 11. Wow. Isn't there a common thread with all of our guests? And that's the reason why I asked that question, because they all started out at an early age and they started in church. Mm. I mean, that's that. Yep. I was going to call you Mr. Davis, which you deserve. All right. But I'm going to call you AD. AD, you on the set with WB, DA, and AB. I like that. I like that. Okay. You can call it alphabet soup. You can call it whatever you want to call it. But guess what? You kick back and grab a glass, and I promise you we're going to have a good time. Then, like I said, DA, before I drop this next song here, is it anything that you like to talk to AD about?
First of all, I like to give honor to my brother, Mr. Al Davis. I mean, we have talked many times over the phone, and every time I call him, if he's not able to pick up the phone, he at least called me back. That's and likewise. Important. So it's a pleasure to me to have this opportunity to introduce Mr. Al Davis to the world.
Hey, man, I love it.
The Buzz.
I tell you what. AD, man, I don't know whether you've had a chance to listen in on our broadcast with The Waymaker. You know, and I have never met this man in person in my life, but we became friends in just a short time. And I tell you why, because if the man says he's going to do it, he'll do it. Yeah. He will do it. And that's all you ask. If you, a friend, that's all you want. If you ain't going to do it, he'll say that too. I don't do that. I'm not going to do that. I believe that. But everything I've asked him to do, he's done it. So, but I do believe the other side of that, if he'll be honest enough with you to say, hey, I can't do it. And I find so many, artists that he's brought on. We've had Jeter Jones. We have Nigel Perkins, Ramon and Rush. We had the Do Right Man on as well. Ms. Coco. We have Ms. Aretta, Mika. Oh, wow. Summer Wolf was just on last Wednesday on our Wednesday night show. Okay. We had Dee Saunders. Come on, Waymaker, help me out because there's been so many.
Wow, Bill.
Oh, boy. If you missed that show, well, if you miss any of them, you're missing a treat.
Master T.
Come on, Master T. And now we did still, Ramon and Rush. Did I mention Ramon and Rush?
Yes.
Okay. But we're still leaving somebody out. And I'm sure we'll get back to it in a minute. And now we have Mr. Al D.
Miss Connie
Moe.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we're still leaving somebody else out and we don't mean
Let's
to do
keep it. Going on and on. Thank God for that. Bill Omar. Woo.
Man. Now, Vail Omar and the man that put this part of cultural excellence and helped us with Monday Night Madness, Derek the Change Man Smith.
Absolutely.
What a bad boy. Hey, you know what? I didn't want to do that just now, Waymaker. But I'm compelled. I got to do it.
Yeah, go ahead. You got to.
I had to do it. I had to drop the needle. Crazy about you.
Yeah. Medication came in today.
I can't ignore.
Woo! Come on.
What I
look, man.
Woo!
Try to tell my that what I feel ain't
come on.
Real.
If you got one, hold a real tight.
Look, tighter than that.
I lied about it.
Don't wait no time
to tell you.
Come on.
Stare right in the eyes.
Almost
that I love
lied
you.
About
look.
Oh, baby.
I'm still crazy. I'm crazy. Still you crazy.
Come on.
That ain't bad.
I know you moved on.
Man.
You got a new family. I heard you got three.
Somebody turn up the AC around here.
And they say your oldest boy looks like me.
It just went out.
I heard that you're doing good. On your job, you got a promotion.
Woo!
But I hope that man is treating you good.
Guess I'm gonna have to sweat this one out.
Giving you love and devotion.
Come on, man.
But oh, baby, I'm still crazy. Before I give you stress, I'll leave all this craziness alone. But if there's half a chance, I just have to try before I close the door.
Come on.
Close the door and tell you goodbye. Still crazy, I'm crazy about you. I wanna testify and express myself. I gotta say that I'm just still crazy about you, Lord, I'm still crazy about you. I don't understand how that man has been with you this long. Yes, and haven't changed your last name. I don't understand it. Good God Almighty, I heard you got his kids. But still, he ain't changed your last name. Ooh, baby, if he had taken you down to the altar, I wouldn't bother you. Oh, baby, if he'd even taken you down to the courthouse,
come on,
I wouldn't bother you. Lord Almighty, but there's still a chance. I want you to know there's still a chance. You may be.
Crazy.
Let me tell you what I've been going through. Let me tell you what I've been going through. Baby, your picture is in my wallet behind my driver's license. Just the other day, I almost ran in the back of somebody. And in my dresser drawer, in the bottom drawer, there are pictures of you and I. And sometimes when I'm feeling low, sometimes when I'm feeling down, I look at your pictures when we went to the county fair. And I warn you, your favorite pink teddy bear. Oh, crazy. I know it sounds after all this time that I'm out of my mind. But if you have anything left for me,
Jim,
if you have
the change, Mad Smith, and Waymaker. Waymaker. And you asked for this one. Mr. Vail. Oh, Ma.
Yeah.
The greatest song I ever sang. respect, grab a glass. Monday Night Madness with WBNDA, the Waymaker. Come on.
Yes,
the greatest song I ever sang is
you know, maybe I should put mine in a fancy glass like yours.
The greatest word I ever sang.
Hey, don't worry about it. This is Kool-Aid.
I love you. I gave my life an inventory. That's why I don't worry.
Wow.
I ask myself, what's greater than making love? The answer came to be blessed.
Seven Up says she needs some AC. That's what we want.
The greatest
words.
You know, he's kicked back and listened to the show. He got AC.
I love you. Give your life.
Give your life.
An inventory.
An inventory. Come on.
Help me tell the story. Ask yourself what's better than making love. I hope you find out to be blessed, to bless someone. The greatest song I ever sang is this song. The greatest words I
greatest
ever
word. Your heart medication just came in. Okay.
Right before the show.
All right. I need a one-day delivery. Overnight. Overnight. Okay.
It's greater than making love.
On my way.
Yes, sir.
Whoa, whoa.
Quick fares in a hurry.
The greatest song I ever sang.
Good Lord. AD, I've got to do this one because there's a history behind this ex-artist and my brilliant co-host, the DA. This is D. Saunders. If y'all don't know, I'm a good man. I ain't too hard to find. 909-910-0265. Drop me a dime.
No loving.
Come on.
Baby daddy and Pac-Man went his way.
Come on, gentlemen.
All
song.
With no kissing and hugging. You need to know.
Come on.
Time to unwind. I need you to be mine. I've been waiting a while to let your heart heal. But I gotta let you know how I feel.
Hey.
Girl, I'm a good man.
Ain't that hard to find. Sit up in my chair.
Yeah. I said I'm a good man, yeah. And I ain't too hard to find. Tell me that you're scared of starting over. Locked your heart and won't let no one in.
Come on.
Maybe you can't judge me by them others. All I ask.
All time to show I am who you need in your life.
If you open your heart, baby girl, you might see. Somebody who loves you desperately. Oh, well, I'm a good man. Yeah. And
come
I ain't
on.
Too hard to find.
909.
Come on, party with me. Come on, party with us.
Come on.
Studio W.
Just turn this thing up.
And I ain't too hard to find.
We're telling me the world.
Said I'm a good man.
Bernie. The global airwaves. WBNDA. The Waymaker.
Said I'm a good man.
You better ask somebody.
Ride with us, y'all. Ride with us.
It's the baddest on the planet. Hey, D.A., where?
In the world. This is where Callan meets the world.
Come on.
Girl, I want you.
And I'm talking about any parts of the world, y'all.
Look.
In my life. Oh,
you got Wi-Fi?
Baby. Girl, I'm a good man.
We there.
And I ain't too hard to find.
Jamaica. Costa Rica. Yeah. Australia, New Zealand, UK, oh, you better believe it. You better believe it. Already told you. I tried to told you again. This is the baddest station on the planet. You know why? Because we bring information and substance and content that you guys value, all right? I pay attention. We have music, talk, sports, comedy, entertainment, and a whole lot more. And I want to welcome to the set our featured artist of the night. And,
yes,
hey, ladies and gentlemen, give it up. You can applaud in your living room for Mr. Al Davis. Mr. Davis, thank you so much, sir, for gracing us with your presence. And so, I asked you when you started singing, you said around about 10 or 11. My next question before, and then after the Waymaker makes a comment, my next question is, when did you know that you could sing?
I was singing these gospel songs over and over. Just sing them over and over.
Yeah. You know, as a singer, you know when you're connecting, okay? You know when the congregation or audience is connecting with you. At what age did you know that they were feeling you or connecting you?
When I think of maybe 14, 15.
That is pretty amazing. Waymaker.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's amazing. And what I like to ask you, Brother Al, is that how long has you been in the Southern Soul, genre of music?
I've been in the music back then it was really R&B, because Southern Soul is really the original R&B.
Right. Oh! Ooh! I'm sorry to interrupt. So, please continue.
Yeah, so I was playing, like I said, I was playing in the band and was doing the playing the regular R&B, so I was, you know, into that and into the Tyrone Davis and the Johnny Taylor, and I was into all that stuff, and especially, you know, the regular R&B, Earth, Wind & Fire, every revival was into that, you know, and all those groups come function, so it was some years back.
Okay. So, wow. If you had to tell up-and-coming artists. I say up-and-coming artists. That's the ones that hadn't got to their plateau or where they would love to be. On what direction do they need to head in order to reach that plateau?
I would, to make it simple, I would say, do it in a way as if they was trying to, it was being interviewed on a job. So if they're going to be interviewed on a job, they're going to sit down, with whomever they're talking to because they want the job, and they're going to talk with respect, and they're not going to be as all vulgar in their language, because if they do, that person's going to tell them to get out of there. So in other words, when they try to get on, make sure that their music is clean, you know, make sure it's clean, and make sure it's, if they can make it where the kids love it, because the kids are the next generation. So if the kids love it, their parents going to let them listen to it, and then it's going to spread further and further, and it'll spread all the way, and then they'll make itself unlimited. And if they make themselves limited, then you know what the limitations is. The limitation is like holding you back, holding your own self back in certain ways. So that's to make it clear, make it easy to act like that.
Wow.
Okay.
You know, I like what you said about limitations, because a lot of times we are limited by the people that we associate with. In a lot of cases, you know, you have an idea, you're super excited about it, and you take it to somebody, and they say, then you start doubting yourself. Have you experienced anything like that, and how did you react?
I have experienced something like that years back when I got into the production thing. But I mean, I already was playing and then learning. I was learning. I'm always learning, which I'm still learning now. But by me being into production, I would hear every now and then, I would hear somebody say something like that, you know, another musician or something like that. But then it really kind of made me, it made me be more of like, shoot, you think you don't like that? Wait till you hear when
so
that's the kind of attitude I have.
You know, and so through their negativity, that inspired you to say, no, women hold it. I'm going to keep going. No, right. Are you wrong? No. Wow. That is incredible. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to drop about two or three of your songs, and we're going to come back and talk about this. The first one, you collaborated with Taiwan and Gita Jones. I'm going to drop this, baby. I'm dropping
drop
this.
It.
I have
King
to.
Of Third Round Blues, Gita Jones.
This is Monday Night Madness.
We back like somebody hairline.
The Waymaker.
All them country boys.
Hell.
No matter where you from, where you at.
AG.
Raise one hand up. Cause we can represent.
And
if
WP.
You ready, I'm ready. So let's rock steady.
And it gets gooder and gooder.
She don't play about
come on.
Time. Better not waste it.
Better not waste it.
Oh, you a lucky, lucky man.
I like
man.
This already.
She let you taste
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah.
Woo.
Some country boys from Alabama.
Come on, man.
Ooh, it just so happens I live in Alabama, yeah, yeah.
That's the best jam right here.
My boots on one at a time.
Woo.
My boots on, what's it gonna take for me to make you mine?
Come on.
She like them country boys,
shawty.
She like them country boys,
shawty.
We
Come on.
All you gotta do is man, turn on fire. My microphone. And you don't like sugar. They know who I'm being. When I'm walking through that cowboy hat, the thing is on. You see, pass me the shine so I can get down. I'm getting down. Thought you boy, where's the crown?
D.A., Waymaker, oh, no, show your face. Come on, Waymaker. Look, don't play. That jam right there. Wow, wow, wow. You know, I had promised before this set that on a particular drop there that I was going to play about two or three. A.D.?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Al Davis? That jam there, I had to drop the mic on it. I had to drop the mic. When we say drop the mic, that means it goes into our rotation. Okay? That means that you guys will hear that throughout the day, every day, right here on The Buzz. Now, keep in mind, there are over 1,800, 1,900 songs in the rotation. But tune into The Buzz, Studio W, The Buzz, Global Radio Network. It doesn't matter where you are. Got Wi-Fi? You can check us out. The website is Studio W. Let me repeat. Studio W. That Buzz. That's the website. Tune in and this particular show right now. In case you missed it, missed part of it, and you want to share with a friend, go to studio w.buzz, studio w.buzz. We also have two apps. Android is simply Studio W. Put a space between the two. Studio space W. Apple, studio.w. We're available on Apple CarPlay, Google Play, and Alexa. Check this out. Wow, wow, wow. I had to drop the mic on that one. That is a bad, bad jam. Man, I just absolutely love that. So tell us a little bit and how you collaborated with a great, great artist. And I adopted as a friend of mine, Jeta Jones.
With Jeta and myself, we already had collaborated on two other songs in the past. And I created the music, when I did the beat, and Ron, that is my manager. I sent it to him. I said, "Man, I said, what you think about this beat?" And he called me back, I guess, in probably about a good 10 minutes. And Taiwan was on the phone. And Taiwan, he loved the beat. He loved it. And he asked me, he said, "Man, can I write an anthem to that?" I said, "Sure, if you want to write an anthem to it, I said, sure." And I was just, wasn't thinking that the anthem that he has in mind. So I guess maybe in an hour, I say an hour, He had to wrote the hook, wrote his verse, recorded the hook, recorded his verse, and sent it to me. I said, "Man, I like this. And so We need somebody else on. We need somebody else. I tried to reach out to a couple of other artists, but they wasn't, you know, they was being kind of a little bit on the slow end there.
Yes.
And,
We don't do slow, right, DA?
Oh, no.
No, we don't do slow.
You got to get into every.
That's right. So I said, and I wanted to call Jada anyway. You know, Jada was one of my first that I wanted to call. So I say, I'm going to call Jada. When I wanted to call him, he was already out on the road working. And so I was able to catch him when he was working, you know, and then, because if I call him, and I can't reach him, I text him. Then when he get available, he'll call me right back.
Man.
So he called me, and I said, dude, man, I got this hot track, man. I want you on. He said, well, just send it to me. Just send it to me, bro. Bro, just send it to me. So I sent it to the man, and that's it. And then after Taiwan, myself, and Jada did it, I said, that's it. We don't need nobody else on it.
Hey, look. I'm so glad I played that first Waymaker because, look, you already know. I'm going to drop the R word on you. The R word. I had to. That was the first song. And we all, look, it had to go into the Hall of Fame. When I make decisions, I make them quickly, DA. You already know that song right there. That is a bad gem. I'm telling you, he has so much music here we got to expose. If not, I would replay that song right there, right now. I mean, shucks, man.
Whew. You just see your old drop it. Do it. Make the call. Make a quick decision.
Let's have it. Hey, DA.
Okay. Push the button.
I already know what I got to do.
No matter where you from, where you at, raise one hand, cause we've been to represent. If you ready, I'm
this
ready.
This gotta be so on the top of the charts somewhere.
She don't play about a time.
Come on.
Better not waste it. Better not waste
man.
It. You a lucky, lucky man.
This is a bad jam.
She like the country.
My ears do not deceive me, D.A.
Come on. I put my boots on one.
Hey, Maria. Rodriguez, Southern California. Thank you so much, girl, for tuning in. Who else we got? Kim Rogers, Longview, Texas. Deborah Howard. Riverside, California. Come on. We're telling meets the world. I stole your line, D.A. Come on. I told you I need that hat. I need that hat, D.A. Stop playing. Is there a back order? As a matter of fact, I'm up by order. I need a black one, too.
She like the country boys. Don't matter.
country.
And this one coming up, Dancing with My Baby, featuring Black Coffee. AD, I've got a feeling. GA,
yes, sir.
Never heard this song, but I'm liking it already. It only takes a little bit of time. It doesn't take long. Come on! Al Davis!
Woo!
I can't get your body off my
give this groove a chance. We come to party, and we came to jam. There's a party song, so hit me with that. Take it to the back. Dip it low, dip it low, dip it low, dip it low. Dip it low, 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 dip it low.
Cedar Jones, tell them how to do it.
Take it to the back.
It's the King of Drill Rhyme Blues. Y'all ready?
Let's go. Yeah. Sure.
Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Monday night. I said Monday night madness with the D-A-W-B featuring Mr. L.D.
Hey, we're back. Monday Night Madness.
Absolutely. Whew.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm having a blast. Extreme Waymaker?
Yes.
In my ears, I just heard hit after hit after hit after hit.
I drank to that. I drank to that. Great synopsis. I drank to that.
Wow. Now, Mr. Al Davis, you know, I called Al earlier tonight and I said, I just came out of the blue, Waymaker. I said, AD. Has anyone ever called you AD before? He said, oh, absolutely. So I felt okay.
All right.
Because I have a name of, I have a way of labeling in a loving way.
Yes.
The people that I respect to come on this network. Mr. Davis, Al Davis, aka AD. I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Now, have you done a radio interview before?
Yes, I have done several.
You've done several radio interviews. Great. Because Waymaker and I, we don't do interviews. We Absolutely. Have conversations.
Tell them what we do.
We have conversations.
And
there's a big, big difference between that.
Yeah.
You do interviews with people that you haven't met before, or you come on a whatever it is. When you come on this network, you're family.
Absolutely.
And we're going to sit around the couch. We're going to sit around the table. Oh, and as a matter of fact, right now, in the background, I have the game on. Let's see. There is Detroit 9, the Raiders 0, I expect it. But that's okay. The point is, I tell my friends, they says, I'm going to watch the game. I say, I have a suggestion for you. When I have a party, I have the game on and I have the volume turned down. Then I put on the music.
Absolutely.
That's what I'm suggesting to our audience right now. I know you guys want to watch the game. That's okay. Watch it. If you know the game, you don't need to hear the commentary. Just check out the music and enjoy the game at the same time. And we are honored to have Mr. Al Davis on here. I've enjoyed each and every track that we have played, my friend. Do you want to comment on any one particular track that we played so far?
Yes, I want to say the last track that you just played, it was number one in the United Kingdom in 2021.
Whoa. Let's see. Was that put a twist on?
Put a twist in your
deal. Whoa.
And that was number one. And then the one before that, Dip It Low, it was number four in the UK.
Whoa. And that's the one that you collaborated with Jeta Jones on that one.
Both of them, correct.
Oh, wow, wow. Oh, both?
Both of them.
Yes. Before that, it was featuring Black Coffee. Dancing with My Baby.
Yes, yes. And that song was, I did the music. She wrote her verse. And I, that was,